Across the Village Media Network, this is Trillium Talk, a weekly look inside Ontario politics with our Queen's Park team at the Trillium. Thrilled to have back with us this week reporter Jack Howen. Welcome back, Jack. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Jack, let's start with a big story that you've been working on the last couple of weeks, and we touched on it last week on the show with Aidan Shamandy. It has to do with executive health clinics essentially charging people for care that is otherwise covered by OHIP if that care was provided by a doctor. You've been working the phones. What's the latest?
So there's been a lot of hubbub recently about nurse practitioner-led clinics that have been popping up in Toronto and elsewhere across the province that charge a flat fee for access to primary health care. And they're able to do that, they say, because nurse practitioners aren't specifically included in the Canada Health Act. And so, again, they say they're not covered by it and can charge for care. That's disputed by some. But nevertheless, that's where they're at, and governments are taking a look into them. The sort of lost in the conversation, but sometimes cropping up, are these executive health clinics, which have been around for a lot longer, which employ doctors, not nurse practitioners, often, and also charge for care, and they do so through a different way. They do some creative billing in that sense.
And Jack, as millions of Ontarians struggle to find family doctors, it seems to be a bit of a free-for-all for these private pay clinics. But we know two things. It's anything but free, and it's certainly not a good look.
Yeah, so it goes against kind of what people tend to think of when they think of Canadian healthcare. How these executive clinics are able to charge is they charge for things that aren't covered by OHIP, like massages, physio, that kind of thing. So everyone who's a patient has to pay for these services, and then they also just so happen to get access to a family doctor who is covered by OHIP. So it's this creative accounting scenario where you are only technically paying for services that you are allowed to pay for and allowed to charge for, but really it's acting as a paywall to a family doctor. Which some say is not allowed and is a violation of the Canada Health Act.
All right, shifting gears here, Jack. First quarter fundraising numbers are out, and although the PCs lead the way, they were about $3 million short of where they ended Q1 last year. Why the shortfall?
Yeah, so our editor, Jessica Smith-Cross, noticed this big discrepancy when she was comparing the fundraising numbers to last year. And the big reason seems to be the lack of a leader's dinner, which was this high-dollar, high-powered affair where people could pay $1,500 for access to the premier. And that was a huge, huge boon for the party financially. And they skipped it this past year because of the Greenbelt scandal and how that looks. They're trying to avoid the perception of impropriety, so they're just including a dinner on a different fundraiser with a lower price ticket. So they're still ahead of the pack, but certainly the numbers have totally cratered, and what we've heard from the development industry is they're not too happy with the flip-flops there.
All right. Finally, Jack, there's a controversy brewing over the wearing of keffiyehs at the legislature. Although cultural and religious attire is not banned, political symbols are, and the speaker deemed that the black and white scarf associated with the pro-Palestinian movement is a political symbol. Now, the premier and opposition leaders are asking him to reconsider. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the premier was quite definitive as soon as this decision from the speaker came down. He said this was the speaker's decision alone. I had nothing to do with it. He and the other opposition leaders have called on him to overturn it. And the Ontario NDP leader tried to put forward a unanimous consent motion yesterday, which would have overturned the speaker's decision. But as the name implies, that would have meant that everyone in the legislature would have had to been on board. And that was stymied by one PC MPP, Robin Martin, who voted no and shot it down. So afterwards, after question period, she was obviously hounded by reporters. She said she thought the speaker made the right decision. by banning keffiyehs, and she stood by him and voted it down.
For the most comprehensive coverage of Ontario politics anywhere, become a Trillium Insider by logging on and subscribing at thetrillium.ca. Reporter Jack Cowan, thanks for this. Jack, have a great week.
You too. Always a pleasure.